Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Briefly, Mark Dice, I never even asked you this question. You just told me during the break that I'm the guy that woke you up. And Luke Radowski, and literally 80% of the other great people out there taking action. I am so blessed. And it's what I've always pushed for is to get a Mark Dice or a Luke Radowski or the countless others to go out and be their own leaders. And it's funny, I was already thinking that. Mark brought up that very point to me. Mark, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, I get these emails now from people that want to work with me, and I have friends of friends that I knew from years ago that, you know, they wanted to all do, you know, let's work on a project together. I want to contribute. I have ideas. And I know that Alex gets this all the time. And I just want to say that you don't need to come and work with us. You know, and Alex was pivotal in waking me to 9/11. I mean, I found Masters of Terror, which is one of his old works on the 9/11 inside job. And so, you know, I didn't contact him. I said, oh, I just have a bachelor's degree in communication. Let me come and work with you. I want to, you know, work in your office. It's not about him or about me. I just did my own thing. I got my own style. And some of our issues and our styles and our tactics overlap a little bit.
True diversity that true lone wolf operation the globalists can't stop. And let me warn you for listeners, and I'm sure Mark already knows this, the first batch of people that show up wanting to help you, they're operatives or they're crooks. The next wave is you cannot hire people that ask for jobs. 50% of the time, they are literal COINTELPRO. You've got to put a Craigslist ad in from a computer separate from your office because they'll track that and send their people to that ad. You've got to hire totally separate people or they will burn your operation down. Go ahead.
Yeah, people email me all the time that live in my area and my community, and then they say, oh, hey, let's organize something. Let's work together. I'll be your cameraman. And I'm not going to work with these people. It's just I have my own personal crew of people in my inner circle that I trust, that I know, that work with me because we're friends, not because, you know, I'm on some pedestal for them. You don't need me. I mean, look at what I've done. I've done my own thing, and then because it's effective, Alex helps me and uses his platform to help me to
and you help exposed, and you help me.
Yeah, to be exposed to other people. And so you don't need to come and work for Alex Jones. You don't need to come and do anything, work with me. You don't need me at your, you know, group to be involved in a project that you're working on. You can do your own thing. And that's what I've done. And then Alex recognizes it. And
About groups that then say you've got to join with them? Or they're your boss. That's even worse.
Yeah, there's so many different issues out there. I mean, everybody is just simultaneously attacking from different angles, focusing on their issue. We have the Second Amendment people. We have the Close the Border organizations. We have all these different organizations, and so you know we can't spread ourselves too thin. So you do what you're passionate about, and then we can all. It's just a whole. Global.
Yeah, don't use it as an excuse to not get involved because you can't come work for Alex Jones or Mark Dice. Start your own operation. Get involved. Small things. It moves mountains. 60 seconds on Glenn Beck. The bottom line, your view on Glenn Beck.
Complete COINTELPRO agent, very slick. Now he's trying to dub himself as a documentary filmmaker. That's the latest. He, you know, had his producers put together a little piece last week, and so now he's trying to basically copy what Alex is doing, but as to spreading disinformation. He hates 9/11 truthers. For everybody out there that likes Glenn Beck, understand.
Loves war.
He hates 9/11 victims' families for asking questions. He thinks that he says that we're dangerous, completely fraudulent, just an alcoholic, insane COINTELPRO op, one of the slickest.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he's a Benedict Arnold, and again, I have to tell the truth about things. It's not good overall for my radio career to sit there and attack Glenn Beck all the time, but I have to do it. I mean, I could join with the neocons and be the ultimate superstar, and I've had offers in the past from big groups. I just can't do it. I'm not Benedict Arnold. I'm the real deal. So is Mark Dice. Mark, God bless you. Wonderful having you. Everybody should get your new book, The New World Order, available at InfoWars.com. Mark, we'll talk to you again very soon, my friend. Class A work with that petition.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
One segment, we have Darwin Bedeker. And while the gun show was still going on, what is it, two Sundays and four days ago, a good caller called in and told me that they had made them put up these signs saying you can't have private sales of firearms. And we read on air the law that private sales are legal all over the country, but a few states where they passed unconstitutional laws. We still haven't found out how they ran the Saxon off, but we know they did run it off. They thought Darwin Bedeker at the Austin Gun Show was the old group they'd run off. So we know that. And we just simply wanted to investigate and find out who was who the bad guys are, who the good guys are. And to set the record straight, and I believe Darwin, he's on the inside of this, former police officer who was the head of the event center, had nothing to do and actually did defend in the meeting and elsewhere and was not playing good cop, bad cop. Give us his name again to remind us.
Kel.
They didn't have you up yet. Say it again.
It's Andrew Burkell.
Burkell, that's right. And so he really did try to keep the gun show where it had been for almost two decades.
Exactly. Yeah, he definitely fought for us inside the meeting.
Well, that's good. Now, moving on from there, we have the good news. We have the good news. It was a great success. I'd say 80% of the folks came out to the demonstration with several other groups there. I don't get permits for protests in Austin because you don't need permits, and that sets a very bad precedent. But there were several other groups out there. But it, overall, it was very, very, very successful rally. I'd say over 300 people there total. Front page of the Statesman. I didn't see it, but I was told by family. There's now a state investigation going on. Governor Rick Perry says he's looking into it. Overall, Darwin, I think this has been a pretty good success fighting back against these people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we definitely got the word out and created a lot of buzz, and for let a lot of people that didn't know what was going on see how their inside government is working and treating them. So overall, it was a great success.
Absolutely, and we have some more good news. You got news yesterday and called us that you were able to get another good center where you'd previously had some gun shows before they ran off the Saxit, this time in South Austin, and coming up next month, it is on.
Yes, sir. February 20th and 21st, the third weekend of February, we'll be back at the Target building, which is exit 228, William Cannon off of IH-35. It was the old Super Target building.
Now, I want everybody to come out to this to make sure that they don't, financially, as you said, you only run two shows, was devastating, but you have gotten quite a bit of support now and small donations at thetexasgunshow.net. But we need to ensure that there is a gun show in Central Texas now that they've harassed HEB. Are you worried about them harassing the owners of the Target Center? But as the governor said, if this happens again, it is definitely harassment and racketeering.
Yeah, no, I'm not afraid of it happening on this one because, I mean, we got them on tape saying, if it happens again, it's definitely racketeering in what you said. So no, I'm not worried about them coming over there making a big stink at the next show because they know over there the person that decides what goes on is me. So they know they're barking up the wrong tree. They can't strong-arm somebody into forcing us out like they did last time.
I think it's smart to do what a lot of other gun shows have done, and you may have already been doing this, but just have a one-page printout sheet for private sellers who have it on their back or around a table that, without the government involved, that's fine, but ask for a Texas ID and ask them if they're a felon. But it turns out that I met the fella at the demonstration. He seemed like a good guy. I mean, he seemed genuine in what he was saying. And this is what witnesses told me separately, that they kept sending illegals up to him saying, I don't have a driver's license, sell me a gun. And he said no, even though he legally could under private seller. He was going the extra mile. And then they brought somebody in with a fake ID. Well, they said it was fake, took him outside, threatened to arrest him and said, don't you feel bad? And he said, no, I didn't do anything wrong, and they let him go. Then they told the media there had been an arrest. This was a hoax.
Yeah, and they did it. They did it just so they could go back to HEB and say, see, even though it was a different promoter, nothing's changed. We still had an arrest in the parking lot. That's exactly why they did that on Saturday.
I think the only unsolved mystery here, I mean, we know they ran Saxit out, who were great folks, been there since I was in high school and college, so we're talking 17, 18 years. I mean, I was in high school 18 years ago. Hard to believe I'm getting that old. I've been out of high school as long as I was in school and since I was born. But I'm getting to be an old dog now, 36 next week. But Saxit, we've tried to contact them. They're a lot bigger. They probably just want to move on. But they need to defend the Second Amendment. And we need to, specifically, Darwin, they thought you were the Saxit. What did they say to you as the Saxit?
Well, the reason they thought we were the Saxit is because we filled in the same weekend, and they didn't. There was no month that skipped where there wasn't a show in there. So when they invited us to the meeting, obviously they thought we were the Saxit. But when they started reading off all the different incidences that had happened, they all happened at the other show. And then that's when I told them, "Well, you're reading off something that doesn't even pertain to me." And they were like, "What?" They didn't even realize that we were a different show altogether, which upset me. And then on the news, I listened to one of the reports, and it said we were the gun show where all this stuff had happened, all these different incidences that happened, which wasn't true because we'd only been there three shows.
But, Darwin, it was far worse than that. And, again, this isn't just about Texas or the Second Amendment or the Justice Department. Now, the news now admits basically called for this from the APD, so this is Obama. There's the issue of media lying and saying, it's the law, you got to have paperwork, what's the big deal?
Yeah, no, it's upsetting because they just basically make rules as they go along, and they feel because that they believe it that it's true, and I mean, you can't get farther from the truth.
Well, I'm going to be down there both days off and on. Maybe we can even do a live broadcast from there Sunday, but the issue is we're going to be there. You've authorized us to be inside with cameras. I need to talk to you privately about COINTELPRO because you'll invite me there and I'll be there and there'll be a group showing up saying, get out of here, you're not supposed to be here, and they'll do another hoax. But that's what COINTELPRO does. And we're Luke Radowski's putting a report out on this today on a separate issue, but or tonight. It's just it's so amazing to see the things they do. I mean, they ran fake stings on you. You're now experiencing the long arm of the dirty law, and that they really do this, and they really do lie, and they really do twist and make you and I the bad guy, Darwin. So it's very important for everybody to come out to this event. You know, people should rent tables. I'll get a table. We'll have our books and videos there. I'll be there signing books, signing videos. And when I'm not there, I'll have my crew there. And you might want to tell the cops, because you say the cops without warrants, just always the detectives and BATF just walk in the back door like they own the place. Are you going to put them on notice that that's your business? They've got to ask permission before they enter?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I'll put it, I'll do a formal announcement. I'll write them a letter saying that, you know, if they want to come in, they got to have a warrant with them.
Now, you're going to rent some police officers, though, to be at the front.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because we need good officers there. Again, we're not saying the police are bad. I kind of went wild when cops were laughing at us and flipping us off and taking photos of people in the windows. But those were thug cops that wanted to come to the window and make fun of us. Some of them weren't thugs. They were agreeing with us. And my dad went around with copies of the law. I didn't even know he'd come, but he left. But he talked to a whole bunch of police who were down the street and watching us, and they would say, look, we know. And they would hold their BlackBerry with the law and say, I was just reading it. Yes, we know. We know this is wrong. Thank you. So the good news is Austin police are upset about this.
Absolutely. I've had phone calls from four of them that called me to express, you know, their concern and saying that, you know, they're behind me, and when we find a new building that they'll be there and they'll show their support by coming to the next show. So, I mean, by far not all the cops in Austin are bad. It's just a few bad seeds that they have working for them.
Well, it's the guys at the top, and then, I mean, watching those detectives in the press conferences, they didn't look like evil people. They looked like they really thought they were doing good because the feds came in and told them to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't get a sense that, you know, they were evil people. I just got a sense that they didn't stand up for what truly is right. They had an order, they took it, and they followed through on it, thinking they were doing a good job. But that's their downfall. You know, not following their true order, which is right.
Absolutely. Well, again, TexasGunShows.net, and that's coming up. Your Austin show. Tell us about both your upcoming shows and the dates and the location here in Austin.
Yeah, well, our next coming show is going to be February 20th and 21st. And like I said, it's going to be at the old Super Target building on William Cannon, the William Cannon exit. It's exit 228 off of 35. There's more than enough room. I can accommodate whoever wants to show up. There's 115,000 square feet there. So, I mean, whoever hears this, you know, and wants to show up, we got more than enough room for you. Just give us a call at 210-872-7469, or you can reserve your table now on the web at www.texasgunshows.net. And I appreciate everybody that's donated to the cause. All that money that has been donated is going towards, you know, locking down this building for us for here on out. So
All right, let me say bye to you during the break, and we'll obviously have you back up before this event. But we're winning the war here, folks. We'll be right back.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that the dollar has lost 10% of its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Let's put this another way. Who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metal accounts, call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
The preacher man says it's the end of time. And the
Kurt Haskell absolutely vindicated in quadruplicate. The lawyer with his wife flying back from Amsterdam Christmas Day with the underwear bomber. They now admit we did arrest the supposed terrorist. We won't say what we did with him. We were tracking someone. Why did they lie about that and everything else, the smart dressed man? This is big because they're relaunching their Al-Qaeda is going to get us garbage. He did that in the State of the Union last night. That's coming up for about 30 minutes in the next hour. Then the last 30 minutes, Deborah Medina going into the big debate tomorrow night. This has national implications. Just as big as what we saw with Brown potentially in Massachusetts. That's why this is so important for the national audience. She is an in-the-Fed, dyed-in-the-wool, Ron Paul, Alex Jones, patriot-supporting, you know, absolutely wonderful. In fact, I had Deborah Medina invite me down to Ron Paul events. I got invited down by the Ron Paul folks to his last event in the Fed, and I just couldn't go. I didn't go. I need to get involved more in events. I need to come out to more events. It's just we're so tied down here with the electronic media where I can reach millions of people every day. Program notes, I haven't plugged this, and I like the trailer that was made, but it doesn't even really capture how powerful the film is. So we're going to make another trailer. I consulted on it. This film was 5 years in the making. It's How Weed Won the West. Now, I've told everybody, I don't smoke marijuana. I don't like marijuana. I have smoked it in high school here and there and in college, or, you know, had a girlfriend, hey, smoke this. But I know it has more medical uses than any plant we've ever seen. I know they banned regular hemp that has no THC, that's better than cotton, that can be grown anywhere in the U.S., really hurt our farmers. I know this was done by the big chemical companies, that's on record. They had just had prohibition end. They couldn't make money for the mafia and the corrupt police off alcohol anymore. So all they had was gambling and prostitution, so they went into narcotics. And they started with marijuana, and then they banned everything else, which they shouldn't be readily available. Heroin and cocaine are horrible, unless you got a broken leg or something. Or they're doing eye surgery with cocaine. They use that to do something with the nerves, I've read. And obviously opiates, if you've broken your back, you know, they shoot you up with them. But the point is, marijuana is amazing. Do people abuse it? Are there potheads that are jellyfish out there? Absolutely. But the issue is that it has so many medical uses, and 14 states have said the feds have no jurisdiction. Just like Montana said, you have no jurisdiction over us manufacturing our own guns. And now other states like Tennessee and others are moving to do that. This is how we get state freedom back over our commerce. And in California, the feds are still trying to shut it down. Obama is exposed in this film as the fraud he is. We expose the government drug dealing. I'm the main presenter in it. Kevin Booth made it. Of course, his last big film aired on Showtime, won all these big awards. I was working with Kevin on this 5 years ago. He shelved it. He came back in the last year. And the trailer's up on Infowars.com. It's on the shopping cart at the Yahoo shopping cart, How Weed Won the West. It is pre-orders, but it ships coming up the 15th. Two-hour documentary film, a lot of extras, and this is a documentary that will really wake up the young people. The reason it's important is the pothead movement is pretty much what runs the cannabis movement, when it's a lot bigger than that. This explains to them, and it shows drug dealers saying, I don't want drugs legalized. Well, of course the drug dealers don't, and of course the banks don't, and of course the alcohol and cigarette producers are some of the biggest contributors to keep it illegal. They don't want, folks, if you decriminalize, not legalize, decriminalize drugs, and some of Europe's done this, drug use goes way down. It gets cleaner. It doesn't get cut with poison. The person isn't breaking into your house for your jewelry and stereo and computer, your iPod, because they want to get some more drugs. It becomes dirt cheap. It becomes an illness. It becomes a disease. And it gets cut by over 50% in the countries that have done this. So you want to stop the CIA and their narcotics trafficking. You want to stop the New World Order. CIA is always crashing airplanes full of cocaine. That's covered in the film. And you can get it at Infowars.com. You can get some of my films like Obama Deception, Fall of the Republic, half price. You can get American Drug War half price when you order it. And we're going to be the first people to have it. We're manufacturing it right now. I mean, I'm actually involved paying for the manufacturing of it. I'm that much in this film. I asked Kevin not to be in the credits because he really did the work on the film. I just did the consulting and other things. But the point is, we're manufacturing it. And so it's being made right now. We'll get it in week and a half. Pre-order now. We're going to ship it out the 15th. Infowars.com to get How Weed Won the West. States' rights for guns, for farmers, everything. We're taking our rights back. How the Weed Won the West, Infowars.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Or write to me, P.O. Box 19549. Austin, Texas, 78760. Need to get this film. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true, broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Kurt Haskell coming up. CNN, Associated Press, you name it. Authorities were watching different Nigerian on Christmas Day flight. First they denied they were watching anybody. First they denied they arrested anybody. What a whitewash headline, though. It should be FBI caught in lie number 7. Totally vindicating Kurt Haskell. The underwear bombing situation in Denver, Medina in the last 30 minutes. Joining us, surging in the polls. But I wanted to get Matt Ryan in here. We've got a bunch of new things with PrisonPlanet.tv. A bunch of new things with the websites we're adding that we're not going to talk about till it's done in the next, 2 weeks. But I have hired some more people up here just for social networking, just for videos, just for other things we're going to be offering for free. And we're actually going to be really, instead of just having a couple of Twitter accounts with 10,000 members or whatever, or fan Facebooks with 30,000, 20,000, 10,000 members, which are great, we are going to take an active role on Facebook, an active role on Twitter, an active role in a bunch of other ways. That's nothing compared to what we're about to launch. And then, we're finally getting a lot of stuff done around here. And just people have been overwhelmed. We've got a great crew. But Matt, you've been instrumental in really helping us get a lot of other things going. But tell folks about the two original Twitter accounts that we never really interact on. We're going to start interacting on all three accounts. We're going to start taking questions, by the way, later. I must implement again. I know there's like 1,000-plus phone calls on the comment line. Let's just go through those. I want to play a bunch of those tomorrow. I want to make sure we re-implement that. We've got to make ourselves do that because people really enjoyed that content and those questions. But tell folks about the three new Twitter accounts.
Sure. First are the two that have been existing for a little while. They've been through Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. The first one is Twitter.com/InfowarsStories, all one word. And that has been basically a feed of all the stories as they are posted to Infowars in real time. So you can get up to date on the latest information on that site. Also, Prison Planet. That's Twitter.com/PrisonPlanet. And that's been put into place, and that's on Twitter right now, for Prison Planet articles that have been going up. But the latest one that I'm very excited about is Twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And that is your personal Twitter account where you will be interacting directly with the fans of the show and keeping people up to date on what's going on behind the scenes.
And what will be great is if I'm going on Coast to Coast AM or I'm going on Talk Sport in England or I'm going on a little local show, I can tell people the web address to listen online, and I'll just fire it out. It's so easy for me. I'm always texting my friends and my wife and people. I can just text them and send it out. And I know this has been around for a while. I'm just so busy, but this is something I actually will be doing.
Absolutely. And the best thing about it is you have a real-time interaction with Alex as he's doing the show.
So they can give me information.
Exactly. He's got the Twitter feed for mentions and all of his friends, anybody that he follows back, are up here on his screen. He can see it 24/7.
In fact, we should have people. In fact, I just sent the Twitter out about Deborah Medina coming on. And then we can actually maybe take a few questions off of here for Deborah Medina.
Exactly.
I'll be busy on the show, but you can print them off for me.
Absolutely. Will do. And this is a real way where you can communicate directly with your audience, and the audience can communicate with Alex, let them know what's going on. If you see an article that is important and you want us to cover, send it to us on Twitter. Let us know. Direct message, do an at sign, and send it out to the world, and we'll make sure it's mentioned.
Absolutely. Now again, so they go where? Twitter at Real Alex Jones, and then they can send a question for Deborah Medina.
Absolutely. They can send a question there. Just do at Real Alex Jones and your question for Deborah Medina. I'll make sure they get printed out. Alex can also see them on his screen here. And we'll make sure that questions are asked directly from you, the Twitter users.
And this is a brand new account.
Absolutely. Brand new. It's one day old. Right now it has 3 followers. No one has heard about it. This is the first time anyone has mentioned this account publicly.
Give the full address out.
It is Twitter.com/RealAlexJones.
Yeah, because there's a lot of other Alex Joneses on there.
Absolutely, and this one will be the real deal. He'll have direct access to this account. This is his account, and he'll be posting off of it himself.
And I've already posted quite a bit of stuff up there.
Absolutely. I know that during the break, right after we got off the phone with Darren Bedeker and you found out that the show's back on, just sent a post off about that one.
Well, what's great about this is, and again, all this stuff comes out, and sometimes we're ahead of the curve on technology. A lot of times we're behind the curve. I'm so busy trudging through things. I kind of just saw this as a way to send out our stories to people. No, this is if I'm at a water park with my kids and I see a jet airplane crash, or I see cops beat somebody up, or I see something interesting, I could, or if I'm in a bad spot even, once this gets hundreds of thousands of members, I can boom Twitter and I'm here.
Exactly, in real time. So we can have a real-time communication directly with you, the audience, and it's going to be a big thing.
All right, and we're going to commit to this and actually use it and actually do it.
Absolutely.
Well, Matt Ryan, you're kicking butt. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy. All right, I've got a bunch of news that I want to go over here today that we really haven't gotten to yet. And then, as I said, we got Kurt Haskell and Deborah Medina coming up in the next hour. But you can send those questions. You can send questions to Kurt Haskell. In fact, I'll ask 2 questions you send for Kurt Haskell. And, boy, there's a bunch of them coming up there. Says, you man, you are my hero, the real Alex Jones, finally. Talk to the man directly. Is this Alex Jones the real deal? Scroll down a little bit. Oh, I scroll down. It's here on my screen. I'm so used to them controlling the screens. Well, that's great. They're just pouring in. Again, I miss a lot of things. I mean, I wasn't really understanding. See, because I'm not a webmaster. I'm not a person who's really good with computers, but I know how to text. I know how to send email. I know how to do things. And this is just so easy. Now I just go to my Twitter account on my iPhone. And, man, I just wish this thing had, like, automatic uploads of video. Because I could be driving down the road and, or, you know, in a parking lot, shoot a video and then upload it right away. Because I always want to rant and rave. And then, you know, there's this process of taking the video back to the office and uploading it. But our intention is to put out more media, more issues, more facts, more points. And that's what we're doing here. Boy, it doesn't have three members anymore. That thing is just exploding. How many think we'll have by tomorrow? 10,000? You think 5,000? Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens with that. You know, we tried the InfoWars network just with a little social network system, but people ran their own scripts and stuff. Not that they're bad. It just kept crashing our servers. I've since bought a lot bigger servers and CDNs and systems. We are designing and really spending a lot of money and time on a real social networking system. And where you can have meetup type things. People want to meet for relationships. Patriots want to get together. People want to, I mean, obviously it's going to be infiltrated and stuff. So I've got to hire a couple people just to try to watch over that. But we're going to launch big social networking website very, very soon. I mean, I've been wanting to do this for 3-4 years, but I've just now got into big enough building, big enough space. I've talked to the accountants. I've looked at the money we've got, and I'm just going to dump what we got into this and into the TV studio we're building over there. It's crawling along, but it seems to be going a little bit quicker now. Okay, that's just some of what's going on here at InfoWars. Getting more than one a second right now. If we keep getting one a second to our new Twitter account, I wonder what it'll end up being. That's funny. Oh, man. We haven't even begun to fight, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't even begun to resist the New World Order. Okay. Let's get into something sad right now. The facts are the facts, and so we cover them. And I've told the story many times of when I was 15 going to driver's education, and my dad was a dentist, also did oral surgery in some hospitals, and he wasn't a conspiracy theory type guy. He didn't talk much trash about the government. He just talked about the way things were. And he said, son, don't sign the organ donor card. And he said, the word is from doctors and surgeons I know that a lot of hospitals, if you come in hurt, but easy to revive, you know, not that hurt, they will let you die to get your organs because they could get hundreds of thousands of dollars then. Now it's about $500,000. And the hospital and the doctors end up getting part of that money. And I mean, I didn't believe it when he told me. I couldn't believe it because I was young and naive. But then I remember probably 5 years later in college, now living in Austin, going over visiting my grandparents. I went most Sundays to eat dinner with my grandfather and grandmother. And I remember watching 60 Minutes with my grandfather because he watched it every week. And they had a whole show about Chicago and other cities, hospitals killing people for their organs, and it went on and on and on and on. And the media doesn't really ever cover that. I've only seen a few reports confirmed of that, but they'll always cover, if you don't sign the organ donor card, they don't care. They still take your corneas or your eyes. And Cass Sunstein says even if you don't want it, they're going to take your organs. And we know China takes people's political dissidents' organs. We know they sell them on the world market. We know people have been killed by gangster groups to have their organs taken. But Israel really was caught with its pants down. Israel, you'll remember about 6 months ago, it came out in Dutch and German prestigious newspapers. And one came out in Sweden as well, saying, we've confirmed with doctors in Israel that that they will go out and kill a Palestinian, and they'll drag them off, and the soldiers get the money, part of the money, and they gut them right there in a field hospital and fly the organs out. Just like China. And then different Haiti activists said, watch out, about a week and a half ago, watch out, Israel's there, and the word is they're taking people's organs. And my issue here is, Israel is not persona non grata. They are not off limits to criticize and go after. But I also get criticized because I don't say the center of all evil on the planet is in Israel, and the center of evil on the planet is in our own hearts and minds. Every group of people has evil psychopaths, and they all team up and work together. But Israel really does arrogantly attack anybody that criticizes them and uses the anti-Semitic remark. Then it came out. In fact, since I mentioned this, will you print me the AP and Reuters? Israel admits they did take organs. And then they finally got caught, and a bunch of their doctors came out and said, no, they are taking people's organs. They are. And folks, if you can get $500,000 for the liver, the two kidneys, the lungs, and other things they take, the eyes, you better believe that governments are in there doing it. And you better believe that could be going on. And Paul Watson wrote an article last week, says activists say this. We don't know. But because Israel's been caught doing this, it's like if the Chinese were there and people were accusing them, we'd go, well, the Chinese do this. I mean, you know, and it's not going to stop if we don't expose them. Oh, don't criticize the Chinese. I mean, I remember back when Bill Clinton was caught selling missile secrets, missile cone systems, MIRV technology, which is key. You don't just send up one ICBM with one warhead. When it comes back into orbit or back into the atmosphere, it pops off and shoots off five or six dummies and five or six, depending on the MIRV system. That particular thing had 12 MIRVs, you know, real warheads. It's got missiles inside the missile that shoot off in different directions so that even if you've got particle beams or anti-missile missiles or railgun SABO systems, that still you can't stop all the nukes. Clinton gave that. I remember CNN saying it's racist to criticize China and what they're doing with the missile secrets. It's wrong to be doing this. No. Anytime somebody does that, I'm not going to go along with it. Doctor admits Israel pathologist harvest organs without consent. That's the London Guardian. There's an AP is even stronger. Israel has admitted pathologist harvested organs from dead Palestinians and others without the consent of their families. The practice, it said, ended in the 1990s. It has emerged at this weekend. Well, we first exposed that the U.S. and Israel were doing this because of the doctor's reports in Iraq, the photos, and photos even released by the Pentagon clearly showed they'd done quick surgeries where they slice them open here, here, and here, open it up for fast entry, carve out the breastbone, pop it open, and just get the goodies fast and exsanguinate the blood and sell that. I mean, they just suck humans dry like we're a cantaloupe. And it's clear that contractors, the Pentagon, and Israel, and I covered this in martial law in the extras. We made a mini film, a little 10-minute film about it. We covered this in 2005. Now, why do I go over all this? When we come back after the break, traffickers targeting Haitian children, human organs, the prime minister says. The prime minister. Trafficking of children and human organs is occurring. This is CNN. In the aftermath of the earthquake that devastated parts of Haiti, killed more than 150,000 people and left many children orphans, Haitian Prime Minister Jean-Max Bel-Arive said last night, there is organ trafficking for children and other persons also because they need all types of organs. He said in an exclusive interview with CNN's Christina Amanpour. Well, why didn't she ask who's doing it? He did not give specifics, but asked Amanpour if there was trafficking of children. But when asked by Amanpour if there was trafficking of children, Bel-Arive said, the reports I receive say yes. So the first reports was it was Israel doing it. Now, I'm here exposing this, and I've been exposing it since 2005. The COINTELPRO will then say if other countries are doing it, Oh, well, how dare you say the Chinese are doing it? No, only Jews can do something evil. See, that's how the COINTELPRO operatives work, and that's how it's not fair. No, we're here exposing. We're here covering it. We're here talking about it. My whole point is government is evil across the board. We've got to cut its size. We've got to have more transparency. We've got to get up off of our fat butts and get involved and start exposing these people. We have to educate the population. You want the solution? Look in the mirror. Letters to the editor. Call in the talk radio. Go visit your congressman. Visit your state house. Start your own rally. Start your own organization. Start your own blog. Start your own Twitter. You can sign up with our Twitter at twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Is that the correct address? Okay, I got it right. I'm learning how. Guys, there's so many of those, though. Hundreds of comments coming in. Can you print me the specific questions for Deborah Medina and Kurt Haskell then? Okay, we're going to come back with this horrible organ situation. You just have to get down to how evil government is and the things they'll do, the types of horrible... I mean, the UN, everywhere they go, runs child kidnapping rings, organ harvesting, you name it. Our government does it. The hospitals do it. They're evil people everywhere.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For the first time ever, the makers of Alpine Air Foods have approved an incredible sale with savings only available through Ready Made Resources. For a limited time, save 25% off all cases of freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air. Yes, 25% off on case lots only of Alpine Air Foods. Only available at ReadyMadeResources.com. Mix and match as much as you want to best suit your needs. But hurry! This 25% off sale on Alpine Air freeze-dried foods is only until January 30th and only from ReadyMadeResources.com. Quality Alpine Air freeze-dried foods have a 10-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great-tasting snacks or meals. Remember, this sale on Alpine Air Foods only lasts through January 30th. Hurry, go to ReadyMadeResources.com or call toll-free 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Alpine Air Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends January 30th at ReadyMade Resources.
Okay, here is the Prime Minister of Haiti talking about organ theft going on in the country. Let's go ahead and go to that clip.
Let me talk about the children.
Yeah.
The children, tens of thousands of them, maybe hundreds of thousands, have been separated from their families, many of them.
families dead, families lost, families moved out. What is being done to corral these children, to register them, to make sure no further harm comes to them?
It's one of the biggest problems that we have, and this morning during the coordination meeting with the international community, I addressed the question of the adoption, because I have a lot of petition for that. But they have to be very prudent, because there is a lot of cautious. Because there is a lot of traffic in that
illegal child trafficking.
Yeah, even if it's it seems to be legal, but a lot of organizations, they come and say there were children on the streets, we are going to bring them to the States, and we have already reports of a lot of trafficking, even of organ trafficking.
Of organ trafficking?
Yeah.
Now
already.
Of the victims of the earthquake?
Yeah. So,
do you know that for sure?
Yeah, I know that for sure, and it was discussed in Montreal during the conference.
And do you know for sure that children are being trafficked now?
There is children trafficking for children and adult person also, because they need all type of organs. So,
no, but I mean live children. Are they being trafficked now?
The report I received, yes.
Well, there you have it from the Prime Minister of Haiti. Now, here's the issue. What do you think the CPS does? They're above the law. They swear out fake reports. They do whatever they want. They've been caught 5 to 7 times more often in pedophilia, in abuse of children, than any other group. The most dangerous place for your child to be is in government custody, statistically. That's from the Justice Department themselves. And it's the same thing in Europe, same thing in Russia. Where do you think perverts go? Now, are there some good social workers? Absolutely. Are there some good truancy officers? Sure. But statistically, this is the group that has to be watched, just like government and aid groups in there, shipping those kids out of the country. And I would imagine if she pressed, they're probably grabbing the kids and taking their organs. But she didn't elaborate on that, and CNN should continue to cover this. But in my experience, CNN doesn't report on Chinese organ harvesting. They don't report on the Israelis organ harvesting. They don't report on any of this illegal activity. And it's so macabre, it's hard for the average person to believe. But to psychopaths and to greedy people, human beings are like a clutch of apples or tomatoes or squash or bananas or a side of beef. The New World Order doesn't even think of us as human. The New World Order could care less about us, and we need to realize that the government is full of people at the top that are ruthless, power-grasping sociopaths and psychopaths. And under them, there's a bunch of well-meaning, we're the government, we're the boss, we know what's best on the right and the left. You had all those fake right-wingers call for banning free speech of the liberals under Bush. Now we see the Democrats and their supporters and people in the White House calling for restricting free speech. You see Obama continuing free speech zones, just like Bush did. The whole country's a free speech zone. The whole world's a free speech zone. This is what they're doing, and they're doing this by design in a premeditated fashion. But the establishment cannot defeat us if we just continue to resist them, continue to resist them, continue to resist them. Kurt Haskell coming up.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.